This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. I'm Duncan Newcomer. Here's a quote for you. It's from a man who, in his 20s, tackled President Lincoln, knocked him down, and even called him a fool. We'll get to that story. He later became one of America's greatest Supreme Court justices. Here's the quote. I think that as life is action and passion, it is required of a man that he should share the passion and action of his time, at peril of being judged not to have lived. Those words are from a speech by Oliver Wendell Holmes, Jr., given in Keene, New Hampshire, on Memorial Day of 1884. Oliver Wendell Holmes's language was elaborate in a Victorian way, and of course he only saw this challenge in masculine terms. His speech was entitled, In Our Youth, Our Hearts Were Touched with Fire. This little radio program is a quest for the spirituality of that fire, especially the quiet fire that burned in Lincoln. Oh, and here's the story of Oliver Wendell Holmes knocking down President Lincoln. Lincoln was always vitally concerned with the war. He was a hands-on commander-in-chief. He steadied war because he wanted to win. At one battle, I believe it was near Washington, D.C., he eagerly, and yes, foolishly, stood up on a parapet to see better how things were going. Being 6 feet 4 inches tall and wearing his black coat and his tall black stovepipe hat, he was an easy target. Young Captain Oliver Wendell Holmes grasped the danger situation better than Lincoln and just rushed him, knocked him down and out of view, and may have saved his life. And yes, they say, shouted, "Get down, you fool!" Now, Lincoln and Holmes shared a common fire. I remember first reading those words of Holmes about life being action and passion, and the peril of not having lived it if one didn't take part in the hot battle of one's own time. For me, being in my 20s like Captain Holmes, the call was to that part of Lincoln's dream we knew of as the civil rights struggle of the 1960s. The justice of the idea of equality, the dream of freedom, continues while the aftershocks of Lincoln's Civil War still shake our foundations as a people. Oliver Wendell Holmes, Jr. had a Lincoln-esque way of seeing both sides in the war for union and against slavery. The fire that touched Holmes was not, he said, personal hostility. While fully committed to fighting for the principle of union and the end of slavery, he also believed in the Southerners' own sacred convictions. And, he says, of the warriors that he knew best, we respected them and their willingness to give all to their beliefs. Holmes had that same yonder hope that Lincoln had, that future vision. He said he knew that the present-day youth would not share the war memories of his generation, but he wanted to state that there was a reason why both Northerners and Southerners could, and he would say in his Victorian way, assent in perfect accord. We can assume that young Captain Oliver Wendell Holmes, Jr. read and may have heard Abraham Lincoln's second inaugural address, where Lincoln holds the action and passion of his time with malice toward none and with firmness in the right as God gives us to see the right. Lincoln wanted the Civil War to be over without malice and with a God-given sense of what is right. The respect that both Holmes and Lincoln had for those they fought, that charity, can be the light from Lincoln's spiritual life that lights us down to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.